Today in South Korea, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said it may be necessary to use military action against North Korea. Tillerson made the comments after visiting the armed border that separates the North from the South. He said the U.S. doesn't want a military conflict, but
if they elevate the threat of their weapons program to a level that we believe requires action, that option is on the table.
And then President Trump added on Twitter, North Korea is behaving very badly. They have been playing, the president put quotation marks around the word playing, the U.S. for years. China has done little to help. The president is also meeting with German Chancellor Angela Merkel in Washington today. Of course, Trump was very critical of the chancellor and her immigration policy during his campaign. He's also a big critic of the EU and NATO. So there is lots to talk about with NPR's diplomatic correspondent, Michelle Kellerman. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Robin. Nice to be here.
Nice to speak with you. And start with Tillerson's comments. They were chilling to some. Have past administrations been this explicit? Put this in context.
Well, I mean, I think his remarks were kind of long on tough rhetoric and short on details. This is a policy that's still under review. I've been talking to analysts who say there aren't a whole lot of options to deal with North Korea beyond what the U.S. has been trying, that is, keeping up the pressure, trying to convince the North to give up its nuclear weapons program and get back to talks. And that's basically what Tillerson said he's trying to do, though today he was stressing that all options are on the table now.
Well, we are reading that, other presidents have considered military force behind the scenes, but never so publicly. As you reported on the same trip, Tillerson expressed a tough stance on North Korea's weapons program, but also said North Korea and its people need not fear the United States or their neighbors. So is he trying to play both good cop and bad cop?
I think, Robin, the message has really been all over the place. One day he's defending the Trump administration's plans to slash the foreign affairs budget by saying the U.S. will be involved in fewer military engagements overseas. And the next day, he's raising the prospect of a preemptive military strike on North Korea. I think part of this is really just to get the attention of China. The U.S. needs China to use its influence with North Korea if anything's really to change, and that's Tillerson's next stop.
Well, you can see maybe perhaps as President Trump seemed to be doing, he directly mentioned China not helping, although you'd think that he would stop using the quotation marks in the tweets around the word playing. But they are dealing with North Korea not considered to be, frankly, a stable, and I mean sane, government. You know, talking about military attacks or military, moves at all, is that going to really raise the stakes?
Well, I think countries in the region, too, could be nervous about that. Remember, he went up to the DMZ today, and you could see how close North Korea is to Seoul. And North Korea has a lot of artillery along that border and could, easily striking distance to Seoul. So South Korea certainly doesn't want to see any kind of military action, certainly not preemptive like that. So I think part of this is really just to get people thinking about what else can we do?
Yeah.
And this is really early stages of this policy review.
Well, talk about Donald Trump's meeting today with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. He has criticized her, as we said, on her immigration policies, on the EU. She has been good friends to past presidents. What is the buzz in diplomatic circles? Is there a common ground?
I think this is another area of mixed messaging from the Trump administration. You know, as you say, he's often very tough, complaining about unfair trade deals or the need for more burden sharing from NATO partners. But his administration did send Tillerson, Vice President Pence, and others to Germany last month to try to reassure the Germans and other NATO countries that the U.S. remains committed to this transatlantic alliance. There's a lot of debate, for instance, about this requirement that NATO countries have to spend 2% of their budget on the military. Trump administration officials have said they're going to press Germany about that. The Germans' response is, we're on track to reach that goal by 2024. That's what NATO agreed to several years ago, and it's this incremental approach that they're planning to continue with.
Well, there have been reports as well that Donald Trump is going to ask Angela Merkel's advice on Vladimir Putin. So we'll see what happens. Michelle Kellerman, NPR diplomacy correspondent, thank you so much.
Thank you.